In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Kai Ryssdal, who's on a reporting assignment. It's Thursday, April 7th. Happy to be here with you. We have been following the fallout from the Panama Papers all week, those millions of documents leaked from a law firm that are throwing shade on politicians, actors, race car drivers. But perhaps most of all, it's put the issue of shell companies in the public eye in a big way. But this question, whether companies should have to name their owners, has been bubbling away for years now. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
It sounds like a simple idea, require companies to say who owns them. But in practice, oh, so much more complicated. For starters, there are those who argue there are good legal reasons for shell companies, and then questions about how and where ownership data is collected, whether it's verified, updated, what the ownership threshold should be. Way back in 2008, former Senator Carl Levin, a Democrat, started sounding the alarm about shell companies when he was in Congress.
The law enforcement community told us that the misuse of corporations with hidden owners creates a real problem for them in terms of enforcing our laws, whether it's laws against drug dealers or laws against corruption or laws against terrorism.
He introduced a bill that would require states to collect information about who actually owns the company when it's incorporated. It's been reintroduced several times over the years, but
it's just stalled.
One of the groups opposed to it, the National Association of Secretaries of State, thinks ownership information is better collected at the federal level. Or by banks. The Treasury Department is working on a new rule, also years in the making, to get banks to gather ownership data on their corporate accounts. Shruti Shah is with the nonprofit Transparency International USA.
As of now, U.S. financial institutions, while they are required to do customer due diligence, they are not really required to determine and verify the true beneficial owner of their corporate clients, and that's a loophole.
But the banks don't really want this job either. The American Bankers Association said in a statement that since the government creates legal entities, the job should fall to them. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.